You can even stand up if you want to, if you feel so inclined, if you don't feel like it, that's fine.
Rock and roll.
Stoked to be playing at the Santa Barbara Public Library. Basically, the theme of this tour, I wanted to just play places that don't normally have shows or kind of recontextualize spaces, and to get to do this here is
really, so, you know, Lou Barlow. Yeah. Yeah. He's doing a show in all weird places. It'd be cool to get him.
Thank you.
next song is loosely based on the 2003 film Love Actually, which follows nine intertwined stories that examine the complexities of the one emotion that connects us all, love. When your life is a rom-com, but you haven't left in too long, and you're getting tired of quirky outings and dinners, sappy. Books have changed my life. I've read an embarrassing amount of self-help books. more than I would care to admit. Thich Nhat Hanh wrote this book called Pieces Every Step that I was incredibly depressed when I read that book. And it's about mindfulness and meditation, architecture, and being present. And it helped. It helped profoundly. If you are interested in anything, there's somebody who knows a lot about it and can share their views on it. And it's an infinitely important thing. And I'm glad that spaces like this exist to nurture that growth. And I know as things move into a digital age, it's more important that they become, you know, more communal centers and places where they can nurture growth of whatever you're into. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you for using all the information that's around us and taking advantage of it. Y'all look like very well-informed people. Not that, you know, we love probably all in one group. That's a good group.
Yeah, use the stuff.
Please do.
The moral.
Use it.
Yeah, please use the stuff.
Love you. That's why we exist. Thank you.
Thich Nhat Hanh, Yogananda, all the,
Oh, yeah.
Organization fellowships, right down everyone.
There you go. Two summers ago, me and my two close friends rode our bikes from San Francisco to LA down PCH, and I did it on a bike that I obtained secondhand, and when I found it, its chain was broken, it had flat tires, the housing was stripped, it was in really terrible shape, but for some reason I felt drawn to this thing, and I kept wondering if in some sort of dystopian Toy Story world, if this bike was riddled with depression over being left as like a derelict thing to die in a pawn shop. So this is a song about that. I'm out the door, totally irrelevant.
Thank you.
Mary Harrison, Stan Stewart. Stan Stewart, thank you, appreciate you. Wait, thank you.
Thank you.
Ever since I met him, we were both fans of a band called the Aquabats. We met on the Aquabats message board 15 years ago, 18 years ago. And then I learned that he was very involved in his local music community up here doing KCSB and watercolor paintings and putting on every show. And I just really looked up to him. I was like, wow, this person just like does it all. And he cares so much. So I've always very much looked up to him. So I'm very glad that we're still friends, and I am constantly inspired by you. So.
But he said three, so I guess I have to.
Thank you.
night, nonetheless. I'm sure you will have an obligation tomorrow. I guess it's kind of early. I can't compete with wrestling, but I appreciate you setting your priorities as such. It's tough.
As long as you record it, you know, don't look at something online.
Yeah, you can look up spoilers online. I heard that Kane was voted to be mayor or something.
Of Knoxville, yeah.
That really happened.
Yeah.
Damn. That's something.
Isaac Yankum, DDS, is now the mayor of Knoxville before he became.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isaac Yankum. What? Dentist wrestler. Oh.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the world's highest paid actor? Yeah. I would have never believed it, but that's right. All right, I'm going to play two more ones.
Matthew Peachy.
This next one is about your hometown being taken over by tech people and feeling like you have a hard time connecting with your community as a result of the large socioeconomic gap that exists between them and you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blizzard!